I love this. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is Tracy Mahan. We are here to bring you fun.
Yeah, we have the best producer on the planet, and we just have a lot of fun with him before we go live. So you're always seeing us laugh. And so anyways, we're here. We made it.
We are here. Yes. Hey, everybody.
We're
Welcome,
starting to get
welcome,
some people in
welcome.
there.
First of all, tell us where you're from. Come on in. Come on in. I'm hoping somebody's here. And come on in and then tell us where you're from because that sends off your energetic signal to the
Yeah.
grid.
They are here, but the person who is not here.
She is not. Yeah, is your moderator, the wonderful Tiffany. You know, she's traveling for work, so we need to, grant her a little grace here and just okay. She does have a life outside of this. So,
I was supposed to grant her grace.
yes, you were. Or I'm asking you to. You don't have to, but I'm asking.
May have told her to jump out of an airplane to be here. You can make it. She goes, I'm on
Gracefully,
an airplane.
gracefully jump out of the
Yeah. I was like, I'm sure they have parachutes. And no, we were not meant to have lives outside of this. And that is responding to a comment. Okay. So everybody's putting where they're from, but if you are listening to this and commenting, to be sure we're getting your comments, please open, if you're watching on Facebook, open it up to the full screen and comment on there versus just the feed. That will help us to know that it's getting onto our feed the way that we have it set up. You have to open it. So put your questions in there. Today you're gonna write Tracy in
They could
capital
still write
letters.
Tiffany and it'd be fine. You would know it's a question.
I would know it, but it might make me sad because she's not
Oh, you
here.
like to see your name. Oh.
Oh, the ego.
Oh.
Put hearts on both sides. You're more likely to get that one read, right? No. Anyways, put your names on, or put my name on there and your question. That way I know that one's a question because I'm going to be interacting with Julia as best I can and reading your question. So that's really going to help me know
Yeah,
it's a question.
she do this multitasking. She used to do this all the time, and but now she's been spoiled,
Spoiled. Yes.
and so this is interesting when she's
And
doing that
spoiled
again.
people become entitled, and I feel very entitled to have Tiffany here to read these
Have
questions.
to read the questions.
Oh yeah. Oh, do
And
you
I
have
don't
a
have
question?
access to the questions, otherwise I would help.
I like this question already. This is Denise from Memphis. Does Dolores's daughter do sessions?
I get at that. Blah, 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 blah. See, you tongue-tied me
See, you don't want her putting you under. Look at that.
I get asked that a lot. No, really. I my energy and my time is spent teaching and building the company and building these wonderful, helping these practitioners to be their very best and get better and better and better. And we have such wonderful systems in place that do all of that. So that's really, guys, pick one of these wonderful practitioners. That's where my time is spent, is so you have options out here. And that started, with mom, because it started with her, and then she was like, I can't do all these sessions that are needed. And
Yeah.
so then that's when we started, with the level three program, and we started getting, improving everybody, and we just keep working and working to make, help the practitioners be the very best they can be so you can have your very best session. So just go in there and find someone in the area that you're willing to travel to. However, it might be around the world. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's wherever you're willing to travel. And then see who resonates with you. It
Yeah.
might be Tracy.
Maybe.
No, it might be. And I can highly recommend her. She's a level three. Level threes are recommended. I mean, that's those they've got our stamp of approval.
Yeah.
They go through a vetting process.
Oh, I was going to say the ringer. They go through the ringer.
Oh, the ringer. Yeah, a ringer of a vetting process. They do.
They have to get jump through a few hoops. Yeah. So, all right. Is everybody got your where I'm from on there? Because I'm going to start reading it.
No.
Okay, we got Las Vegas, Poland, Georgia, New York, Pennsylvania. Woo-woo! That followed it. It had to go in there. Let's see. We got a heart. Thank you. And okay, we got comments. California, Asheville, and hello back to all those who were saying hi. Canada, Alberta. We got Seattle, Denver. We've got Aruba. All right, heading that way.
I
Where
go to
are we?
Aruba right now. It's so cold here.
Yeah.
It's
Oh, I hear things like that, and it calls. But we're going to Thailand. We'll be warm there.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're coming.
I was looking the weather up there this morning, and it was 77 degrees at 1 o'clock in the morning. So I think.
Yeah, like the yeah, exactly. 70s for the low, and and 90 for the high, and that's going to be so nice because we're
We're
like,
going to be so excited to come back to our winter snowstorms.
hopefully, like right now there's this polar, what they call it, Kaya said they're calling it a polar vortex, or no, somebody else said that in
Oh.
the thing this morning, and that I'm like, that's I believe that because it's just like today is the beginning of it, and it went from 50 last night, like midnight. To 25 was a high today. I mean, it was like I'm saying that was the low, but it was like high. In the next couple of days, the lows are going to be sub-zero, and the highs maybe in the teens, maybe.
Bring your fur babies in. Keep them warm. Okay. Okay, we got Omaha, Australia, Canada again, Ontario, Canada, Virginia, DeWitt. I don't know where that's at. Anyway, Melbourne, Australia, Oregon, yay! Salt Lake City, again, Ontario.
I love it.
Michigan from the snowy central Michigan. I love that. Okay. Another
Yes, you guys are
Vancouver,
really
Canada.
cold up
That's on
there.
my side.
You know,
So I
Canada and Michigan, Wisconsin, all the cold, cold.
Yeah. I think it's cold here and it's like 30 degrees. So that's like warm and cozy compared to them. They're probably wearing t-shirts in that weather. So okay, Tennessee, California. Another like three Californias in a row. We've got
That's wonderful.
Australia again. I see. I'm getting this contagious that thing.
Okay. Yeah, there's something.
Hello from the moon. It's
I
so
love it.
smart. I love it. So, let's see. Okay, finding the ones that aren't comments of Virginia, Texas, Houston, Texas. Venezuela, another Houston.
I mean, they're even getting cold down in Texas.
Oh, here's one of our questions. What happened in Miami?
Oh, I just know from what Kaya said this morning. Otherwise, I know
I'm
nothing
assuming that's
about
the
it.
mall. We're talking about the mall and the alien sightings. Okay.
And we really don't know that much.
Yeah. Also, I saw a thing today that said the Simpsons, the cartoon The Simpsons, predicted it. They went on a vacation in the cartoon to Miami to the mall, and there was aliens at the mall.
Oh, really? That's I see that sometimes is like this was predicted on The Simpsons, and it's like that's really interesting. Either somebody's recreating what The Simpsons have done. I mean, that's always an op possibility, guys. Okay, let's not to be the skeptic, but or it's or
It could be
who's
anything.
doing this? Where are these stories coming from? I'd love to meet that person or people, as to where they're predicting from.
Exactly. Okay. Okay. I'm just looking at more South Dakota. People saying that they love your mom. Asheville. Did I bounce back? It
Yeah,
seems like I said some of these.
well, you did add
Yeah.
Asheville. It might have been a
Yeah.
different one.
You guys are all over the place.
Yeah, I love it. That's the main thing. You guys got to see where you're from so you can see you're not alone and you can see this beautiful energetic grid you're creating. Yes.
I got the hearts and my name.
Yay. Yay. And her ego is fulfilled.
Oh, it feels so good to have that satisfaction. You guys are funny. Okay. So I already answered the question in the comments. So I think this was from last week, but to would we elaborate on the question is about twin souls. So what is your insight about twin souls?
Twin souls.
See it in her face, you guys. Did you see it? Like,
Yeah, I'm waiting. I'm tapping in. It's like, and what I got first, and see, this is where. Okay, do you remember a movie where they called it Split Aparts?
well, I remember calling twin souls split aparts.
It
Was there
that's
like that?
that's referenced on a movie. I don't remember the name of the
Oh.
movie. It was good. But it was they called them split aparts, and that's what I just heard. And that makes sense. It's like it's a soul that, divided and decided to have two different experiences, and now you meet up and it's like, oh my God, I'm so attracted to you. Well, it's because it's the other part of you.
Yeah, that's one thing. That is one theory of the twin souls, that it is
That's
this
just
one
what
part of
popped in.
our.
Otherwise, I really don't give a lot of attention to twin flames, twin souls, and all those things. I just don't. But that's just what came in whenever you were reading that question.
Yeah, I think the thing that gets called the twin soul or the twin flame is that strong attraction, like you're talking about, like that magnetic thing. I don't think all connections like that would be your split apart, but I don't know. Could be. I mean, it's my understanding that we go through soulmates, which help you with karma, twin flames help you with self-love, and then whatever's beyond that. I just call that divine union at that point. So that's my definition of a twin flame, is that this is somebody that's coming in, and they're your magnetic, you're so entangled with them emotionally. It's like it's almost like an obsession. I got something in my eye, so hold on just a second. Maybe I'll get it out. That twin flame. My haircut's not till next week, and my bangs are getting a little long. But they come in, and the reason the connection is so strong is so that you'll work those things out. Like how
Won't
many
leave
love
your
hate things go on between the twin. Nobody else wants to be around you, by the way, because you're so intense. It's like, but there is this love, this really strong love between you, so that you'll get through the things that are triggering you. And so that you can evolve into self-love. But oftentimes, and somebody was saying to me one time that they didn't think that there's just one of those. You don't just have one twin flame. It's that there are, however many you need to get to that point of self-love. So, if you evolve away from one, you go do that work that you've come together to do. You go do that work now as an individual, and then you may come across someone else that comes in really magnetic like that.
Someone else that you made agreements with to work together, to help each other and to accomplish X, Y, and Z.
Exactly. Okay, so we accomplished that.
I wonder if too the some of that strong attraction, you've been with them many times. We tend to come back with the same souls a lot because we work well together. And I wonder if that could be some of that's definitely why we not attracted, but we recognize sometimes it's like there's just something there. And it's like, why? I feel like I know you. I feel like that's where that's coming from for sure. It's like, yeah, I've known you many times before. Whether it's in a strong attraction or not might be something else, but definitely a recognition.
Yeah, definitely recognition. I agree. We've got just got a shout out. Arkansas is on there.
Was wondering if Arkansas was in the house.
UK, New Zealand. You guys are from everywhere. Mexico, New Jersey, Oklahoma City, Kingston, Ontario, Ireland. I'm looking for my name to pop up here for a question, but Meanwhile, Nova Scotia, Indiana's on here. We got all
Amazing. That's so
spotless.
wonderful.
Okay, I think we talked about astro travel last week, right?
I think so.
Okay, so Holly, last week's show we talked about astro traveling. Doing during outside meditation. Yeah, I think we covered pretty much that question in last week's. If you could go watch that one, it is a good question. Astro travel is very interesting. Let's see. He's
So,
very good about putting where you're from now. Oh, the creators of Simpsons are are Freemasons. How interesting.
very interesting. That
Yeah.
makes more sense now.
Little bit.
Okay, so maybe.
Now, this one's not a question, but my name is in hearts. So thank you.
Okay. Oh.
Thank you, Jean. Before coming back. Okay, so we're going to stay with twin flames here.
Okay.
So twin souls are a commitment you made with someone before coming back, and you have to find each other again. I think that's kind of what you were saying. Yeah, the soulmates are you've had lifetimes together, and you come back and you have to find each other again. Have to is probably a strong word. Get to find each other again. Yeah, love it. All right. So again, if you guys are wanting to ask questions, put my name in capital letters first because there's a lot of
Now here.
comments here. I can't tell if they're questions and I'm trying to interact and read. So you would help me out a lot.
Well,
You're
here's
terrible.
something that what you just said that triggered a memory of a session that I had. It was based on somebody that was important in my life at that time, and I was just like I was trying to understand where, what was this, and it was said that we had been together many, many times, and it was almost like a game now to find each other. So it's interesting that that was
Oh,
said. And so in this life, we
yeah.
put ourselves in complete opposite ends of the earth. So it's like we'll never find each other, but we did.
We did.
But it was
Soon
not, it
afterwards.
was just to find each other. That was it. It wasn't, we're friends, but it wasn't to have some big romantic thing. It wasn't like that. It was just two soul. It was like it's a game.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. Otherwise, what's the
Think
point?
about it. That could be fun. It's like, all right, you go get born way over here, and I'm gonna get go over here, and let's see if we can find each other
Yeah,
somewhere,
let's just see.
some point. Yeah, that is good. Okay, so Carol's asking, what did I say about divine union couples? What are they? I think that they're just the couples that once you've done your work and you don't have that triggering anymore. And then the relationship just becomes a very loving relationship, right? So then
So they're
you
your two complete
find,
people. You're
yeah.
coming together going
Yeah.
forward.
And it doesn't matter what gender you are, but what you have is the balance of the masculine, feminine energy within both of them. And so, yeah, it's a divine masculine, divine feminine balance in me. And I find somebody that has that same thing going on that. Then there's no conflict. We're secure in ourselves. You're not going to be triggering each other.
Well, because that's what you're going to attract. You always attract what you are like. I mean, whatever emotions you're putting out there and things like that, you're always going to be attracting that. So when now, if you are this balance, then it makes sense you will attract a balance, another balanced person.
Absolutely. Okay, you guys, get in here. Ask some questions. Oh, here's one.
Well, first you were okay. You said you were watching something beforehand to kind of get because we usually we want to do an energy update, and I know there's not
Right.
we're not allowing a lot of time, so there may not be that many changes, but anything new that you noticed?
Yeah, I can sum it up real fast
Okay.
with the one I was listening to was talking about Saturn going into Pisces, and with that, it's going to have us reassess, look at things we need to let go of, and take responsibility for ourselves. So, a big time of just taking responsibility of the part you're playing in it. It's also going to bring things that have been floating around that it's like you've been on the fence. You're going to have to make a decision. So if you guys have been like, oh, wonder if I should do this, or I wonder if I should do that. You're going to make a decision, or it'll be made for you. So,
Oh, okay.
make your decision. What, pick one. And guess what? You can't pick it, you can't pick it wrong. You just can't. You're going to have an experience no matter what. So pick the
True.
thing drawn to the most. And if you're pretty neutral about both, flip a coin and pick one. Because when you pick one, then the universe can go, oh, that one. Okay. Now we can do something more
Now
about
we know
doing
what
this one.
to
Yeah. So it's gonna free you up, and you'll be like, oh man, that's so amazing. All of a sudden everything's happening now. And I said, because you picked something. So you're not in limbo
Funny how
anymore.
that works.
Yeah. So that's the energy we're in right now. But Saturn in Pisces is bringing some of that about. So yeah. Energy update.
Yay,
Okay, this one, let's see. I might read through it a little bit more. Oh, okay. I live in the Bible Belt, where the biblical God
I do
must be
too.
glorified above all things. How do I frame QHHT to the to be beneficial to them without contradicting their belief systems?
Yeah, it's just, it can be memories. It can be, we're just looking at different situations. It's like, let's, you really don't have to change a lot. You just don't come out, hey, we're going to do past lives and blah, 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 and hypnosis. It's just, you always meet the person where they are. And so, and it's not necessarily just Bible Belt, because you're not, it's just anybody, you do that. You meet them where they are. You're just assessing them with your little, your initial questions and kind of feeling them out. And you're looking for their challenges, their areas that they are looking for help. And that's how you work it with that, because QHHT can help with anything. So if you find where they're, we can call it a pain point, whatever you want to call it, but whatever they are seeing as a challenge in their life right now, you have a method here that can give them answers.
Yeah.
And you don't give a lot of explanation of what that is. I mean, and that it can be that it's coming from a source of all knowledge, whatever they define that as, perfectly fine. It's because it's all coming from the same place. We just might use different names.
Yeah. Use their terminology best you can. And yeah, it again, you don't have to call it past lives.
Right.
Yeah. So very good. All right.
Yeah,
Well,
let's
that.
just see what your high, whatever your source has to tell you, whatever there's just different ways, to work through it. I mean, it's individual to each person. So to give you a flat answer, there isn't one necessarily. You have to adapt to each person.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Next question. Any tips for empowering crystals? I've recently purchased some, and I'm holding them with intention, but would they help my manifestation?
Absolutely. You know what I heard as you were reading that was, you know what to do and you're doing it. So just follow your own instincts. It sounds like you are. Just you had the inclination to get them. And now that I know they have different cleaning or different things like that, which I don't know if they need it or not, but okay, let's say they do. But like people always time will say they put them in and let the moonlight. Like the full moon, I just leave mine in the windowsill all the time, so they're always getting bathed in whatever. So,
Getting bathed in nature. Yeah, and you can put them in, like, a lot of people will bring them to the ocean if they live near the ocean, and bring them out into the ocean water, or you can get a bowl of salt water if you're clearing them. You're asking to how to empower the crystals.
power.
Moonlight would be a good one. The sun, yeah, having them in the windowsill to get the sun and all those things.
I
But
feel like
yeah,
your intentions are so
intention.
powerful, guys. So you can do it with that. And like you're saying, you're holding them and do it. That's the perfect thing. They pick up on you.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. We have a serious question in here, and I'm going to ask it just to see what comes in for us, because I know that I have some different points of views with this, but can you guys discuss suicide, please? So That's a
discuss
big problem.
suicide.
Yeah. It used to suicide. I've been told a lot of stories over the years. It's like, oh, if you commit suicide, you're stuck or you're going to hell and all the things, right? And
Yeah, damnation, all this, eternal. Yeah.
yeah, in my experience through mediumship, I've talked to a lot of loved ones who have had somebody commit suicide. I would say, in that experience, maybe just a couple of them got stuck. It's weird, but I think suicide was their plan, was their exit. And so a lot of them that I would tune into, they were crossed over, they were fine, they were on the other side and doing their work over there. And there were a few that had regrets that weren't crossing over right away. And then they just, once they got the messages to their loved ones, they were crossed over very easily. But I've also had people that, died suddenly or didn't want to die that also got stuck. So I probably had more of those people in a stuck place
Because
than,
they didn't know, where
right,
suicide knew what they were
knew.
doing, but
Yeah.
someone that, if you die suddenly, if it's an accident or something, it's very quick. So many times it takes a little bit to realize something happened.
Yeah. And my experience with that, and I always ask everyone to use their discernment. You're getting my opinions on this. This is my truth. It doesn't have to be yours. Okay. But those that do kind of get stuck, they don't, I had one person where it was 20 years later, and they're like, oh my gosh, they've been stuck for 20 years. And no, they've been stuck in that moment. And you had experienced time, but they didn't.
Right,
And
because they're
so,
in no time.
yeah, for them, it wasn't no time passed. They were in the same moment. And so that then you got to wrap your mind around all time is now,
Simultaneous time stuff.
yeah. And I've had beautiful things where a spouse had died a few years before the other spouse had passed away. And then one of their children comes in to make sure mom and dad are okay. And I said, yeah, dad crossed over and then he came forward in time and met mom and they went at the same time. So that I thought was pretty cool. I'd never heard anything like that until they showed it to me. I was like, well, of course that could happen. Why not?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So there's a lot of things, there's a lot of belief systems out there. What's yours? You get to experience your belief system.
Yeah,
So.
exactly. You get to whatever you believe, you will meet, you will. And so the ones that are sure that they're going to go to hell, they will experience hell for a little while because it's their creation until they reach, until they realize that it doesn't have to be that way. And use it, their guide. I'm not going to say usually, it's always their guide is always right there waiting for them to come to the realization that it's, that this isn't the way it is. it's, this is their creation. And as soon as they do that, then they go on.
Yeah, and you and I had a conversation similar to this in Vegas, and you're explaining, or we were talking about how, we came here for experiences. How do we know that wasn't part of the experience that the soul wanted was when they cross over the experience they're having there before they actually complete the crossover? So we don't know.
True. I mean, yeah, because you're learning things at that point. Now, one thing, and I haven't, the closest thing I've had someone, with suicide, was they had committed suicide in another life. And so I was seeing it from that perspective. And the higher self said that was a pattern. And so it had to show them that you don't go down that road again because you have, you're repeating every time, So it's like this was their repeating pattern was to just end it quickly. So that's the only one that I've had where it's experienced that way. The information that mom got was that, this is a big deal. Remember, we come into these lives and we have agreements with other souls, many other souls, to interact with them and to come and play. And like you're talking about earlier about the, we meet certain people at certain times so that we can work through things. And these are agreements, many different
Yeah.
directions. And when we, if you commit suicide, you're checking out before the plan was completed, usually. That's how I still see it. It's like you're ending the contract one-sided. And so what happens is the other people that you had agreements with are kind of left hanging. Now they're going to continue doing their other things, but whatever they had to work out with you, they're having to regroup, and their guides are working overtime to try and work out some other plans to help them with that. You're still going to have to go back. You're still going to have to repeat, because whatever it is you were coming in, that was for certain reasons. And that's why that higher self and that person was saying, you've been doing this for many, many lives. You've got to stop, because this is, you've got to go ahead and finish and complete it. So I feel like if it's a thought, then that tells me, I bet it's come up before. And you maybe have done that route before. And it's like, it's kind of maybe saying, how about just see it through this time? It really, and I know it can get really hard. When I was younger, I contemplated it, but then it was as far. I didn't have too many really deep, dark night of the soul times, you know, but I think it does cross our minds. Can I just check out, you know, things like that? But always it's like, if you just wait a little longer, it starts working itself out. It's just a matter of just stay with it. Just stay there. Sometimes you just need to go get undercover or do some other way of checking out, you know, to get your breather, you know. If you're
Try
feeling
something new is
overwhelmed.
a good thing. Yeah, like if you're in that rut, if you're in that deep rut, try doing something different. Maybe finding some different people to hang out with, or doing something, a different behavior, removing bad habits from the house, whatever it is that gets you in that darker place. You got to change things if you want to change things. So,
Yeah, maybe find a way to help people. That just came in, help people. And that's where, you know, many times if we're helping someone else, we forget about our stuff. So
yeah.
it at least
That's
lightens
a
it or
powerful
helps us
one.
move away from it a little bit. So maybe
Absolutely.
volunteering. But those are things, because it's very important. You came in for a reason, and it's very important that you complete what it is you came here for. You will leave. You're not going to be here forever. You will leave. That's the plan, is you will leave at some
Guaranteed.
point when you're done. You know, it's when you're done. So just finish it. And then all of these agreements, and that could be the greatest thing that you were here for, is just to finish, actually see it through. That could be it. So just keep taking one more step, one more step, one more step. It works out. And just start seeing yourself in the light and in the future in the way that you want it to be, rather than, oh, this is all it is, and it's like that. See, when you're in that place, you're going to keep creating from that place, from that energy, and from that vibration. Imagine, just imagine, if no hold barred, if you could have anything you wanted, what would it be? And just put that out there emotionally. Just say, okay, that's what I'm going. See, that gets you up. It brightens your spirits a little bit. If that's all it does, it's fantastic. But I'm telling you, it'll do more, because you'll actually start creating that you're imagining.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're
But
going to
that's
stay
why it's like, this could be the only reason you're here, is to finish that.
on that topic a little bit. So the next question is, if we reincarnate, where were we prior to the human existence? So where did we come from?
Oh, we're prior to the human? No
Yeah,
telling.
before we became
Anywhere,
humans that we're
everywhere.
reincarnating.
Yeah, I mean, we might have been, if you were here on Earth, it might have been all the different life forms here on Earth. So it might have been animals, and it might have been insect or birds or any of those things, plus the inanimate, what we call inanimate, but we know from our sessions that they all have consciousness. So maybe rocks and metal and whatever, all different kinds of things, you know, mountains, oceans. You know, you can be
Yeah,
anything that's
air.
here, but then
I've had people be air. It's amazing.
air,
Yeah.
exactly. You know, so I remember one was a cell in the blood. I mean, you know, so you can, it's all these different things that you could be, or and probably have been. And then when you get off of this planet, now it's other dimensions, and you have other life forms and other, you know, things that you are and probably will be. So it's not a linear. Remember, these are, and then that, okay, they're saying that's not what you're asking, so let's not even go there. But it's just, look at, it's all the possibilities. We have been around for a long, long time, and so
Absolutely.
we've had opportunities to have many, 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 many experiences. I mentioned this morning. I saw, this was a piece of trivia that I got off of TV because I love game shows and I love, not that I remember this stuff. This one I remembered because it just, I was like, are you kidding me? Because I've heard, like you're talking about what we're taught, I've heard that, there's a big discrepancy on how old the Earth is, but I thought it was like millions, it's like what, thousands, hundreds of thousands of years old or something like that, where some people are trying to say it's only 4,000. It's like, how can that be when we have, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's saying the Earth is 4.5 billion
I was
years
gonna
old.
say, I thought it was billions of years
Yeah,
old.
and I hadn't heard that before, and it was like, well then Earth alone, having lifetimes here. Can
We
you imagine? We've been around for a while. We've been
don't
doing it.
have all the history. We just don't.
No, not at all. And it's like, and what all, and that goes back to, like when we talk about the ancient civilizations, and there was, mom was talking about there's been many civilizations that went down. There's probably been thousands of civilizations, thousands and thousands, when you think about a lifetime of a civilization.
Yeah.
Who. What all has gone on here? It didn't just all of a sudden at the very end of its lifespan, it's not even at the end of the lifespan, but end of point here, all of a
Yeah.
sudden start having life and flourishing and doing this stuff.
Oh,
No,
yeah.
that's what it would look like when you have 4.5 billion. This, what we're in now, would be like this on the very end over here.
Like a speck. Yeah. And I can't remember if it was Greg Braden or one of those, YouTube videos I was watching where they were starting their using that vibration or sending frequency down and the echo that comes back up as building. So they are finding deep in our earth crust is buried civilizations that they could not even predict how old they were. And that's been a long time ago that I watched that. And I'm
That
surprised
makes
not
sense.
more information's come up with that. But now that we have better technology, they're able to see what's down deep in the
I'm
earth.
waiting. I've been waiting for them to do that in Egypt because, I mean, the first time I went to Egypt. And the tour guides that were there, and they're like, so what do you think? What do you think of this? Or how did do you think there's more things out there that we haven't discovered yet? I was like, yeah, we just need to get rid of all the sand and maybe we can see what's there. And it's like, there's stuff there. There's more and more and more things there. If
Before
they
there.
found what they have found, there's tons more.
No kidding. Yeah. Yes. I get to finally get to go play in the sand there, so I'm
Yeah,
excited.
that's gonna be fun. They're
Yeah.
gonna
So
ride the camels, do everything.
I know. That's the plan. We're gonna do everything. Okay. Okay. That was my thing must have bounced because these questions were already done. Okay, so the suicide question, a friend had committed suicide and she just wanted to make sure she was doing everything she could. And yeah, you just hold them in the light
You hold
and
them the light. Oh, the other thing, if you go read Between Death and Life, because there's a lot of information on there,
oh,
in that
awesome.
book
Okay,
of
yeah.
mom about that. And what she found was when they're not, when someone does commit suicide. Now, this is, it's, I can kind of correlate it to what Tracy was saying. I almost called you Tiffany, what Tracy was saying, but it's like when they cross over, they're met with extreme love. It's just so much love. And then they, because that's what they're needing at that point. That's what they're, they need that self-love and everything. So they're met with all this beautiful love and understanding. There's no damnation, there's no judgment, there's none of that. It's just, okay, let's move forward, and then when they're ready, now they'll make the next plan. But it's we souls that we come in, and many times we just take on way more than we, we're on that side. We're like, oh, I can do it, no problem, no problem. But when we get here, it can be a little rough. We're like, I had no idea it was going to be like this. So, and like, I
Yeah.
want out
Yeah, it seems easy when you're looking at it from above. Oh yeah, I could go in and do that.
now.
Yeah, until you forget. I mean, if you think about that, like people that have traumas and they forget how to walk and have to relearn how to walk, how hard that is. Well, hello, we forget everything and have to relearn all of it. So
Exactly.
thing. I'm going to have you explain backdrop people in 30 seconds or less while I read the catch up on the next question. But We have a listener who feels like her own sister is a backdrop person. So could you explain what those are real quick?
Well, and this is what I don't view that I don't view these people as a segment of population that is just fulfilling this role and that's it, like they're soulless people and they just, you know, whatever. I see backdrop people are people like we as our when we have our play going on, where our life is a play. And so in that play, you are the main character of your play. I hope so anyway. You're the main character. And when you may and you'll have supporting actors, you know, the ones that are close, siblings, significant others, things like that. And they're close and they're playing these other roles that are very close. Then let's say, you know, you have different scenes, maybe in a grocery store or something. You have like you and the teller or you and a specific person or something. That's maybe the scene, but then you need extras to fill in the scene. Okay. And so that's where these other people come in. All right. Now, they may be people that are your neighbors, whatever. They just happen to fill in the roles. You may know them, you may not, but they're filling in the scene for you. They don't have speaking roles. They don't have any significant role. They're just there. Okay, they're the backdrop people for your scene. Now, let's flip the camera. Now, that person, let's say your neighbor down the road, Joe, is one of the people that are there. Okay, now we're on his life and he's the main character in his film and his play and we're watching his life and oh look, there you are. Oh, you're over here in the background because you happen to be in the same place at the same time. You agreed to be a backdrop person for his scene, whatever he's doing, and he agreed to be yours. That makes sense to me. That mom never got all the questions. She was asking a lot of questions, and I have heard some different things where it's like, oh, it's a segment, it's this, and it's trying to make it this special group of people that, and none of that resonates, none of that feels right to me. But that's me, you know. So that's where I'm looking at it and seeing what feels right to me. You do the same. What makes sense to you? That's all
Spinning
I'm saying. And this
roles,
makes sense that we're each other's backdrop people. And when you're in that place. You know, you don't have a speaking role when you're the backdrop person, so you're not as significant. Okay. And that's what she was kind of saying when mom was saying when she was asking, they said, well, they're not significant in the role. You're not when you're a backdrop person, you're an extra. But when the camera's turned and now you are the main character, and you're looking at your life and you're doing that. Now, see, you're no less significant. Now you are significant in your role, and the others are, you see. So look at it like a play, look at it like a movie.
Perfect, perfect.
It was
Okay.
more than 30 seconds. Sorry.
I know I was going to cut you off, but
Oh my gosh, how fast that time is going.
okay. Question. I'm curious to know if people have reported having flashbacks to past lives out of the blue and wide awake without hypnosis.
Oh, absolutely. People do that all the time. In fact, you'll see books written by people. One of the books that we published at Ozark Mountain Publishing was this woman in India who had a spont she just spontaneously remembered when she was a child, she remembered her other life that had been there. And that happened. Children are probably more going to have a bit more because they have the they're not entrenched yet into their rut and everything. They're really close and they can see through that veil much easier. And so they'll remember until adults start saying, stop it, you're being silly, that can't be true. And then you start to shut it down. So, but yeah, and I would think that's happening more, you know, as that veil's thinning, we're remembering. It's
Yeah,
possible.
I have to agree. I think you can get flashes or just like this knowing, it's like I'm so drawn to this place or this thing. I just know I had a lifetime there. And some people even kind of have an idea of what that lifetime was, or they see a movie and they're just like, I that had to be, I had to do that. I that must have been part of something I've done. Well, I'm looking for another one. We do have another flashback question to the twin flame thing. What if you find yours and they're taken? Well, I think that's probably pretty common.
Yeah, and it's not that, you know, I think it's the recognition is the biggest part, and what is it that you You know, okay, you found them. So what's happening? You know, go with what's there. It doesn't mean, like I was saying, that person, you know, may have been one of those things, situations. It was to find each other. Okay, it's a game. It could be something as simple as that. It was not for us to be together forever and ever and do like it, we're friends, you know?
Yeah.
How it is. So
If you have that strong draw to the other person, like that romantic or passion between each other, I've heard a lot of stories like that where one or both of the people are in a relationship already. And so then they got to navigate through that, you know, and that's part of the design, it's part of what you set up for yourself. So it's very common. Usually, if twin souls are meeting up, like I said, they're there to teach you things. This isn't karmic anymore.
Something.
This is about you learning about you. And so it's putting you to the test. And if that's something you set up for yourself, why? Why did you set that up? You're both in other relationships, or you're available and they're not, or they're available and you're not, whatever. Or they're across the world from you and it's an impossible situation. They're not meant to be easy. So, and I did see somebody commented on there for people to research twin flames. Go ahead and research them and find the part that resonates for you. I mean, there are so many versions of twin flames out there. This is just our opinion. We're going to say it again. Use your discernment. You guys are asking us, we're giving you our insights to it, our experiences.
Exactly. I think, and
You
this
know,
isn't to downplay it whatsoever, but I wonder if it's kind of cycles that we go through or something where it's like we're looking for that other significant person or something, whatever that kind of makes a completion or whatever. And then maybe we cycle, we go through that, and then maybe it probably depends on what we're trying to learn or whatever experience at the time. Oh man, what they're saying. Yeah, this goes back to your self-love thing. Because when we have that attraction and we have that, it's really, yeah, there I'm feeling like it's something within ourself that we need to love more. And that's what that's trying to show us is we are capable of that love. Now,
yeah.
just with ourselves, and then we will attract. See, it kind of shifts it how it will move forward from there, rather than it having to be a specific person.
Think we've got time for this one. So the question is, what is the point of transcending the ego? Life connection with your higher self is just to experience. Okay, so what is, I'm just going to shorten that. What is the point of transcending the ego? I have a different opinion about that too.
Transcending the ego. I don't know that that's the point. I think what I've always been taught, told by my higher self, when especially when it came through in teaching and working with QHHT, is our goal is to get the conscious mind and the ego to cooperate. It's to cooperate with this higher self, and then it can grow beyond its wildest dreams. So I don't know if that's transcending. I don't know. It's like we always think we have to get rid of that. That used to be the thought,
You
oh,
don't
gotta
have to
push
get
the
rid
ego
of
down. We gotta get rid of it, you know, get it out of the way. And it's like, no, just learn how to cooperate. It'll cooperate. You just have to learn how it needs to be talked to, how it wants to be talked to, whatever. And it will cooperate. And what they showed me was like, here's your higher self and here's the conscious mind or the ego. And it's like instead, you know, like get out of the way. I don't want to do my thing here, you know. I gotta do this. Like, no, you get out of the way. I'm the commander of this body, and blah blah blah. No, you get out of the way. You that's all you have is a battle, you know. And what they show me is like, no, you want to get the two working together, get them to cooperate, and then it does this, and that's what happens.
Yeah, I end up doing a whole YouTube thing on using the ego as your compass. It's not meant to be rejected. Don't reject it. That's like rejecting your shadow self. Don't reject those parts of yourself. You got to love those parts of yourself. Your ego's trying to protect you. It's trying to do a good job.
Exactly.
It wants to feel safe, right? And so, and seen and heard and all the things that we came here
Tasty.
to experience. Hearts.
With
So we want to play with that part of ourselves. And one of the things that I noticed in my work is when somebody can get very honest about what they truly want, and they're so afraid that that's an ego thing. But if they can just get honest with what they really want, then everything starts to open up. It's like, oh, it's okay to have that. Oh, I thought that was my ego wanting recognition. I thought it was my ego wanting to be seen or heard or put in this valuable place. But you have those desires for a reason. You have,
Exactly.
and I say the same thing about, going into people don't they get worried about money. Money is an issue for a lot of people. And it's like, well, if you have too much money, what's your belief system with that? And if you have, it's like, what kind of car are you driving? What kind of house are you living in? That kind of stuff. If the things that you do with money make you happy, then money is good, because the most important frequency we can be at right now is joy. Joy and love.
And
And
money's energy, so
money's
it's not going
energy.
to
And if we're bringing
reflect
you joy and
energy.
love, it's a good
Yeah.
thing. Have a lot of it. Have a party with it. So
Exactly.
we did get our 3-minute
Yes, we did.
flag. It's flagging us. Thailand is probably cutting it close, but let's talk about that. Sedona, where do people find a practitioner? How do they become a practitioner? How do they find Soul Speak? How do they find everything?
Everything QHHT, retreats, sessions, becoming a practitioner, everything is at QHHT.official.com. I also went, boy, that would have been a mess.
Yeah.
QHHTOfficial.com. We have a lot of the information is right on the front page. Also, we have our menu, so you can find the retreats. We have our Thailand retreats that's coming up, but I'm not sure if we still have any tickets available. That's how close we are. And then after that is Sedona in May, Sedona, Arizona. So we'd love to have you there. That's May 23rd to 27th. So be really, really fun. Vortex is out the wazoo in Sedona. So the energy is amazing. And then if you want to have a practitioner, if you want to become a practitioner, that's where you go and take the course. And Tracy has a coupon code that you can use to get a percentage off the course.
Yeah, if you go and take level one, please put in the coupon code "The Magic Is Real," all one word. That'll get you 10% off of your level one course.
Yeah. And then if you want to have a session, like I said before, look at the area that you're willing to travel to and look at the practitioners available and see who resonates with you. Do your due diligence. Just communicate with them some way, communicate and see who resonates. Look them in the eyes in their picture, and that you'll know. Trust yourself to know the right person for you. And then Soul Speak, you can go to juliacannon.com and learn everything Soul Speak. So I have the course, I have the book at ozarkmt.com or on amazon.com. And and then the course that I where I expand on the book is at juliacannon.com.
Yay. All right, you guys. We're going to just say a Tiffany, I hope your flight
Yeah.
went well. And bye, everybody. Thank you for being here with us. Thank you for all the comments and sharing.
Bye. Yes.
We'll see you next. We'll see you in a
Yeah.
couple of
Yeah.
weeks.
We'll be in Thailand, so we won't be back for a few weeks. So
February
see
9th,
you
we'll
next
be on
month.
Next Live Show. All right.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.